With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
We went into the vice presidential debate last night looking for certain clues as to who would be the most able to jump into the presidency if the top ticket was not able to fulfill the required duties. We knew the vice president was going to have to defend the administration's response to the coronavirus epidemic, and he was going to have to defend his own role as head of the coronavirus epidemic task force. We knew Kamala Harris would more than likely have to face questions she has avoided answering about packing the Supreme Court and more. And now we have some of those answers. The vice president was strong in this debate. He remained focused on the question posed by the moderator. He also ignored the moderator's call for time. It should be noted that Kamala Harris also ignored the moderator's call for time. Harris wanted to hammer away at whether or not the Trump administration would limit pre-existing conditions for health care coverage. Pence didn't respond that the president has already issued an executive order securing pre-existing conditions as a patient's right to health care, and he should have. Vice President Pence did bring up the issue of whether or not Harris and Biden supported packing the Supreme Court. Harris didn't answer. Pence persisted, and Harris ignored the challenge, and the moderator refused to inject an insistence that she answer the question. That left the question up to the next debate between the president and Biden. This is an issue that has come up for months, and the burden is on the Democrat Party to eventually respond to it. Kamala Harris constantly made faces while the split screen focused on the vice president's comments. She obviously thought this would add to her points in the debate and that she would sway voters to her side. However, Kamala Harris came off as more abrasive. She came off as more condescending. She attacked the president over and over and refused to answer the questions directly. Mike Pence did attack Harris and Biden, but he did answer the questions. That's true that he did take the time during new questions to address the previous topics. But what this debate did give us as voters is the opportunity to hear the two candidates respond to each other. The first presidential debate didn't allow for that opportunity, and that was a huge mistake. What the American voting public wants to hear is not only the answers and responses, but also the follow-ups with the debaters challenging each other on the answers given. This debate allowed for a greater focus on the issues. No, the two did not always answer the questions directly, but it was a calmer, more focused exchange that honed in on the nuances being presented. The vice president took the time to explain what has been done by this administration. He successfully answered the challenges by Kamala Harris and even the sometimes skewed questions of the moderator. And by the way, this moderator came off as much fairer than Chris Wallace came off in the first debate. Now, where do we go from here? In the next presidential debate, President Trump has got to come off as not only more focused, but also vigorously pushing Joe Biden on the issue of packing the Supreme Court. He's got to push Biden on fracking. He's got to push Biden on the Green New Deal. He's got to push Biden as to what degree Biden supports the police when riots rage rampant in American cities. The Supreme Court nominee's philosophies are secondary. The president has got to focus on his economic successes before the pandemic hit and the economic successes he has had since the shutdowns occurred. Everything he has done to fight the coronavirus epidemic is what Biden says he would have done, but President Trump's administration did it. This has got to be the focus from here on out. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.